A Minnesota woman, right? She was supposed to go to her friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. Last minute, her mom was supposed to babysit her kids, called and said, listen, I can't watch the children. So the wedding was, you weren't allowed to bring kids to the wedding, the church part, the ceremony, or the reception.
I like that.
I've never heard of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously maybe just, you know, something just for adults, maybe. I don't know.
It's so boring. God, ceremony is the worst part of the wedding. I love you. I love you. It's like an aerobics class with in bad shoes. Up, sit up, kneel, down. So the I like receptions, though. I like to dance and have open bars.
Yeah, and just dancing and just having fun. Like that's the best bit. I think that that's not the worst idea in the world, having just like adults only. Because for argument's sake, say, like, you know, you've got a couple of kids and stuff, and you don't get a chance to go out very often, because it happens, because you both work and do whatever. So trying to find a sitter to look after those kids, just so you can go out and get some extra adult time, I can see why that's appealing. Like, because if you go to a wedding and you've got your kids, you know by 8 o'clock they're all whining and tired and want to go home, and you miss out on all the fun. And they are, most receptions, pretty
Benadryl,
much.
Benadryl, the best babysitter.
There's another complaint.
The babysitter you don't need a nanny cam for.
Well, and there's complaint number two.
So this woman, she ends up having to cancel. She can't go to the wedding because her mom can't babysit. Uh-huh. So a few weeks after that, she received a bill for $75 from her friend asking her to cover the cost of her and then her husband's meal.
Wow.
Do you think that's tacky on the bride's part?
Absolutely. Because the thing is, things happen. Like, if she got let down last minute, what do you do? Because the thing is, if you've got kids, you will know. Like, if you've got a night out planned and then your sitter lets you down, like, maybe an hour or two before you're supposed to leave and stuff, like, you're pretty done. There isn't much you can do. I mean, it's always a scramble with friends and stuff. Oh, can you look after the kids so I can go? But I would probably say, maybe 7 or 8 times out of 10, you're pretty much done at that point.
$75 is cheap for two people's meals.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cheap. And people spend thousands and thousands of dollars on weddings.
Yeah, they do.
I would take all that money that you're wasting on one day, I would go on a vacation somewhere.
And it came with a note that reads, this cost reflects the amount paid by the bride and groom for the meals that were RSVP'd for. Reimbursement and explanation for no-show card, call or text would have been appreciated. So they're just a total no-show. But again, it being a wedding, just for argument's sake, let's say one of your friends was getting married and then last minute you just, and I mean like last minute, would your first thought be, oh, I better text the bride? No, because you'd want to leave her alone for the day because it's...
Well, that, and why are you focusing on all the people who aren't there?
Yeah, you know, it's just weird. Yeah, I think that makes that bride and groom...
They're not going to be friends anymore.
Not the groom, because the guy doesn't care. That just makes that...
You don't know that!
Guys... As a rule, guys don't care about that stuff. They don't. Unless
he might be mad that he spent all this money. It's Minnesota, right? He's working two jobs, probably shoveling in 2-degree weather. But he could be watching football, but he had to get a second job because this broad wants a wedding with no kids her friends can't even come to.
But as rule of thumb...
He might be upset.
He might be, but rule of thumb, guys don't tend to get... See, guys might be, oh, can't believe we spent that money. But would guys go to that length to send a bill and stuff? No, that's chick business. That really is chick business. I know, and that's not meant to be sexist or rude, but that stuff is chick business because guys don't give a rat's. They might be a little bit PO'd that they've lost $75 and they'll ever, you know, they'll ever whine about it.
I'm still impressed. $75 for two dinners at a wedding.
That's true.
You might have skipped a good thing there.
Yeah, maybe.